Nachricht aus dem Herzen der Frauenrevolution. Von Women Defend Rojava.
Liebe Freundinnen, auch in dieser Woche fanden in Nord- und Ostsyrien Initiativen und Aktivitäten von Frauen statt, die die Bedeutung der Verteidigung der Errungenschaften der Frauen und der Stärkung ihrer Rolle im gesellschaftlichen und politischen Leben unterstrichen. Die Veranstaltungen bekräftigten das Engagement, den Kampf für Freiheit, Demokratie und die Werte fortzusetzen, für die Frauen durch jahrelangen Widerstand und Opfer eingetreten sind. In den Städten Derik, Tjil Acha, Girke Lege, Tiltemir, Sirgan und Dilbisir fanden Massenkundgebungen statt, bei denen die physische Freiheit von Abdullah Öcalan gefordert wurde. Die TeilnehmerInnen betonten, dass Öcalans Ideen und Philosophie weiterhin zu Dialog, Koexistenz und demokratischen Lösungen beitragen und hoben gleichzeitig die Bedeutung der Unterstützung der Bemühungen für Frieden und Stabilität in der Region hervor. Die Frauenkulturbewegung Hilala Serin organisierte in Heseke eine große öffentliche Veranstaltung unter dem Motto »Mit dem Geist der Frauen und dem Leben der Frauen werden wir gemeinsam erfolgreich sein«. An der Veranstaltung nahmen AnwohnerInnen, Frauenorganisationen und zivilgesellschaftliche Institutionen teil. Die RednerInnen hoben die historische Rolle der Frauenverteidigungseinheiten JPG im Kampf gegen den IS und bei der Verteidigung der Gesellschaft hervor und betonten, dass die JPG-Kämpferinnen zu einem globalen Symbol für die Stärke und den Widerstand der Frauen geworden sind. Die Veranstaltung umfasste auch kulturelle und künstlerische Darbietungen, die die Vielfalt der Region und die Entschlossenheit der Frauen widerspiegelten, ihren Kampf fortzusetzen. Im Rahmen der Kampagne »Wir sind alle JPG« eröffnete Hilala Serin erneut eine Kunstausstellung in der Stadt Derik. Die Ausstellung zeigte Kunstwerke, die die Rolle der Frauen und der JPG in der Rojava-Revolution sowie der Opfer der Kämpferinnen bei der Verteidigung der Freiheit und der Rechte der Frauen hervorhoben. Die Besucherinnen bekundeten ihre Unterstützung für die JPG und erklärten, wie wichtig es sei, die Errungenschaften der Frauen zu schützen und ihre Mitgestaltung der Zukunft Syriens sicherzustellen. Auf dem Märtyrerfriedhof in Amuda wurde des dritten Jahrestages des Todes der beiden Frauenaktivistinnen Yusra Derwisch und Rehan Amuda gedacht. Die TeilnehmerInnen würdigten ihren Kampf und ihre Beiträge zur Gesellschaft, zur Teilhabe von Frauen sowie zur Förderung demokratischer Werte und des Zusammenlebens. An ihren Gräbern wurden Blumen niedergelegt, um ihr Vermächtnis und die Prinzipien zu ehren, für die sie ihr Leben gewidmet hatten. Beide wurden 2023 bei einem Drohnenangriff des türkischen Staates getötet. Beide stehen symbolisch für viele Frauen in Rojava und in ganz Kurdistan, die dafür kämpften, die Stimme freier Frauen zu sein und in diesem Kampf ihr Leben ließen. Die Erinnerung an sie gibt Kraft und ist die Basis dafür, heute weiterzukämpfen und die Errungenschaften der Frauenrevolution mit allen Kräften und Mitteln zu verteidigen. Und damit senden wir revolutionäre Grüße aus Rojava.
Und so sicher!
Can you read my mind? Can you hear my thoughts rushing through? Look into my eyes. Do you know that I dream of you? Can you read my mind?
Ah! city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. 3 gates into the east. 3 gates into the west. 3 gates into the north. 3 gates into the south. Making that 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. Beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. See those children. Into the city, hallelujah. Well, oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, 12 gates into the city, hallelujah. City, hallelujah. Well, oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, 12 gates into the city, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What if one day the internet would break and all your playlists, favorites, and internet radios were gone? What would we listen to? That is the question we're trying to answer in this The Lake listener series called No Wi-Fi Available. My name is Søren Lemmike, and I run a Copenhagen-based record label called Unit Shifter. In case of an internet shutdown, I would likely turn to my record player for music listening. And since I'm recording this program in my studio, surrounded by records, I thought this would be a good opportunity to introduce you to some of the music and artists I released on my label. As it happens, 2026 coincides with the 10-year anniversary of the label, and now seems like a good time to revisit or maybe have a listen to this music for the first time if you're not familiar with it. In the background, we're listening to the artist Echo Flock and his track Efterårspanorama from the album Lydlandskaber, released in 2017. Echo Flock is a Copenhagen-based artist who performs on home-built synthesizers, usually with his modular playing the main role. Lydlandskaper is created entirely using home-built sound sources, including a Surge-inspired modular synthesizer. All tracks are so-called one-takes, recorded live in the studio directly to a portable recorder with no computer in between. Let's listen to the track Efterårs Panorama for a little bit. Thank you. listening to First Movement from the album Sword Symphony by Franz Back, released in 2018. Featured on this album is the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra and experimental electronic artist Spider Robot.
Sterreplaten extra.
Weird music isn't weird anymore, it's just music that exists.
Hello and welcome. In today's show, we got a guest who will be joining us over the internet, Patrick Shiroishi. He released the album Hidemi last year, which also appeared in our end of the year list and also Scorpio's best of the year list. He picked a few songs. He picked all of the songs for this show, to be more precise. And during the show, we'll be asking him about his choices. This is off his album, Dissension, came out 2 years ago. Grandchildren of the Camps is a song. Here is Patrick Shiroishi.
Thank you.
grandchildren of the camps by Patrick Shiroishi. And we are joined by Patrick today. Good evening, Patrick.
Good evening. Thank you guys for having me.
How are you doing?
Doing great. I just played my first show in quite some time last night, and it was a refreshing thing to be in a room with live music and to perform again. So I'm feeling good.
You also got a tour planned for later this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, a short little tour. I'm going to be opening for this band, Sumac. It's an honor, and I'm really excited to just hear them live every night, you know. I haven't been on tour for a good while, so it'll be nice to get into the swing of things again.
The next song you picked for us is something from 1982. It's a Japanese musician, Tatsuro Yamashita, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Of his album For You. What kind of music is that?
It's just, you know, those songs that just make you feel super good and you can just listen to it like 55 times and still enjoy it. This is one of those songs for me.
Sparkle by Tatsuro Yamashita. Circle by Tatsuro Yamashita off of the album For You from 1982. Next song you picked for us, Patrick, is also from the 80s, but it is completely different in sound. It's from Rites of Spring, and then we are in the 80s, the DC punk scene, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yeah, so this band I embarrassingly only discovered last year. You know, they have been a staple of, you know, and some even say that they're the originators of the emo scene. And that's something that I grew up with, especially in high school. I think the emo scene here and, you know, the screamo scene, that was very much part of my high school listening. And they, Rites of Spring, are just, you know, they're just super melodic, but hard hitting and, you know, honest lyrics, and features guy from Fugazi, and it just rules. Yeah. When I listened to it, when I heard it last year, it just felt still fresh, you know, after, you know, being however many years old. And yeah.
Did you play in punk bands when you were younger?
You know, I wanted to play in punk bands, but I couldn't really find people to play with me. And so the first band I joined actually was like end of high school, beginning of college. And it was more like art rock, more in the vein of like Deerhoof and Blonde Redhead, that kind of vibe. But yeah, definitely love punk.
Theme from the self-titled album, Rites of Spring. Theme from Rites of Spring from 1985. Next up is Upsilon Acrux. Is one of the many bands you appear in, Patrick. Why is that? How come? Is it as simple as people just ask and you just say yes? Because you appear in a lot of different bands.
Yeah, I mean, I have a regular day job, and music is definitely the best part of my day, you know, the stress reliever and the way I could express myself. And Upsilon was a band that existed far, far before I joined. And that was a real honor when I joined. They used to play a lot at The Smell, which is an all ages venue here in Los Angeles. And we would go in like high school and when I was in college, and they were like, they changed my perspective of what music was and could be, you know? So we'd go all the time. And then Paul, whose band it is, he saw a couple of my friends play. He was making this new version. And then after they were a band for like a year, he approached me and asked me to join. And of course I said yes. I was extremely excited and extremely terrified at the same time. Because it's a band I've been listening to for so long, you know, and they're definitely heroes. And I was like, oh my God, if I fucking suck, this is going to be awful. But yeah, that's some of the most complex music I've ever been a part of, and very proud of what we did.
Was it hard to get into the groove with an already existing band?
Yeah, I had to play a lot of catch up. They had like four or five songs already written, and it was a quartet. It was two guitars and two drums. And so I was coming in on Rhodes, and my goal was to kind of, so there's a lot of polyphony involved, a lot of, you know, the two duos are like in different time signatures, or they're playing two different melodies. And so my job was to kind of bridge that between the two. And it was fun. It was a lot of challenge. It was a big challenge. There was a lot of music to kind of go through. And then after that, and when we started writing the rest of the record, that was a lot of fun, just, you know, having that in mind and hearing what the others are creating and writing my parts to it. It was really rad.
Remnants of the Habitable Epoch, Upsilon Acrux. Thank you. Remnants of the Habitable Epoch by Upsilon Acrux off the album Sun Square Dialect. Next up, Patrick, you selected Usurabi, a Japanese band, and they put out their debut last year. How did you find out about them?
So this band is on a label called An Archives in France, and they do wonderful editions on vinyl. They have like, they include like little photographs, little, you know, liner note page, and like an obi strip, and you know, a lot of high quality materials. And I actually found out about this album a little bit late, and I got to talk to Cedric, who runs the label, and he was able to get his hands on a copy for me. But it just sounds incredible, just the way that the song is set up. To me, it just has a nice progression and structure, and yeah, it just, when I first heard it, it instantly just, you know, grabbed me. And I think I played the song, like, you know, on Bandcamp you can only play songs like 5 times before it gives you like the please pay now. That definitely happened to me when I was driving. I was like, no. And so of course I bought it, and it's, yeah, it's just a lovely band, and I really hope they write a second record soon.
I want to get back to the vinyl part. What's your relationship to vinyl?
Yeah, I love it. You know, for me, it's so that the art can be so big, you know, and then the whole experience of putting it on, flipping it. I feel like these days it's very hard to get easily put music in the background. You know, just like doing stuff, especially if it's just on your phone or anything. So, and same thing with tapes. I love tapes, but I just love how, you know, vinyl is not portable at all. So you got to be in the room with it. It kind of forces you to intentionally be there with the music. And it's just, yeah, it's, for me, it's the goal. You know, if I were to put music on, I would love it to be on vinyl. And so for Hidemi, it was very nice for me to realize that, so I could have the photo of my father and my grandfather on the cover like that, so huge, you know. But yeah, I love it. Definitely a junkie.
Radio Loop by Usurabi.